Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Welcome to the Comic Syndicate, episode 158. I'm Josias, at For the Villain on Twitter, at Comic underscore Syndicate on Instagram. Finally joined by my friend and co-host.
What's up, bitches?
What the fuck? First of all, what's good, what's up, and what the fuck happened to you?
Dude, I've had a stomach, I don't know what we call it, virus? I don't know, okay. Or infection, fucking for months now. I thought I was just fat and overweight, which I am, but it was something more, and then I hurt my back last week.
I put up the goal net,
it was fine. Taking it down, it was defective, and it was, I started getting mad because then it started getting tangled. So it's one of those nets where you can, you put it in a bag and you could put it away, yeah. Which we need because we live in Santa Ana and they fucking quick steal setup. It. Yeah. So it was defective. So the arms are supposed to go up, and then you just wrap everything up and you put it in the bag. Well, one of the hinges is broken off.
Already? That's the new one you bought?
Yeah, it was defective. I already took it back.
Okay, okay.
Trying to putting it up, it was getting tangled. I was getting mad. I got fucking kids talking to me. I'm saying, fuck you, get out of here, piece of shit.
Because when you first told me Annette fucked you up, I'm like, who the fuck is this Annette brought? I'm going to fuck this shit up.
Well, the kids were worse. My dad puts that away in fucking 3 minutes. You've been out here half an hour.
They were timing you.
You fucking dope, dude. Piece of shit.
Fucking your kids, dude.
Motherfucker. So go ahead. It was just so bad.
And then I thought your kids fucking jumped, dude. And I'm like, I'm gonna fucking roundhouse these kids if I ever see them, dude.
Okay,
so that's what did it, and you pulled something?
I have a back strain, but it was, I can handle a back strain. It was the infection really getting bad.
Okay.
That was like making me sick, shivers, and I had to go to a clinic.
Okay.
And I went to this one in Santa Ana, and it was just, I had this, I think she was Israeli.
Israeli. Yeah.
Really fucking mean. Like, at first I thought she was a Nazi.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
She started speaking Spanish, but I don't speak Spanish. And then she started speaking. I go, I don't know what you're speaking, but I don't speak that either.
Oh, shit.
It's English. Oh, okay. You're speaking.
Stupid.
Sorry, Margo. And she's just like, do you do this? Do you do this? What about this? And I'm like, what the fuck? And then I had to lay down on the thing, and I hurt my back. And she goes, turn on your side. Put your arm here.
Yeah.
Push off. This is how you get up. Rest of your life.
Wow.
I'm like, oh, just to like brace yourself
up. Yeah,
yeah. And I'm like, fuck. You fat. Rest of your life. Thank you.
That'd be $75.
She's all like, you need to. I need to get my diabetes and shit together.
Oh, okay.
But the infection's going away. I feel better. My back.
Are you taking anything? Medication?
Yeah, she gives me antibiotics and shit like that. So I'm feeling a little better. My back hurts from today's work. Motherfucker.
I was worried about you, dude. I really was. I missed you, and yeah, I know, you know, I didn't get mad about recording or sad. Maybe I was a little sad about not recording, but I know you were bad.
So I fell asleep on the way home. I had Margo.
You said Margo drove you, yeah.
I had to have Margo drive me. I couldn't drive.
It's cool, man. I mean, it happens. It's going to happen again. Hopefully not.
I don't know, man.
And, yeah, dude, so, well, good to have you back, man. I missed you.
Yeah, it was, yeah, I'm tired.
Okay, cool, man. Well, let's get to it real quick, man. Do you want to know what we spoke about 100 episodes ago?
About my bad back?
Probably we did, yeah. So this one I wrote, our listeners totally wrote this episode out for us, which made it totally easy to get through. Thanks, guys. So I'm assuming that when one of the girls sent us an article, maybe Lynn or Cheryl, maybe, might have sent us an article.
Okay, probably Cheryl.
This came out September 8th, 2014, sorry, episode. And I'm going to have to give the inflection on the title episode because there is a certain inflection. This one was episode 58, Hands. So, this episode, we spoke about Twitter love shoutouts, 20 empowering names for vagina. Do you remember?
I do. That was a funny one. All different
like
names.
Like Meat Wallet.
Yeah, Meat Wallet.
Axe Wound.
Pink Tacos.
So the Batcave.
Yeah.
Something like that, right? So those are a few of them we remember. I don't remember the rest, dude.
Love. Love Tunnel or some shit. Or
there you say, I think so. Tunnel of Love. Yeah, yeah. That wasn't a bad one. There you go. Okay. Now we spoke about NFL Week 1 recap and Week 2 predictions. We hit What the Fuck News. Suspected drunk trespasser jumps out of fifth story window to prove he's Superman.
Oh.
I remember that. Teacher pleads guilty after giving student lap dance in class.
Was that the hands?
Yeah, I think that's that. Where the hands come from.
You're supposed to be in my vagina, bitch. Oh, okay.
I know, right? Man suspected of shooting at couple who interrupted oral sex, which is a valid, you know, reason to shoot at anyone. Comic reviews we hit. God Hates Astronauts, number one. The Names, number one. Southern Bastards, number four. Death of Wolverine, number one. Original Sin, number eight. And Uncanny X-Men, number 25.
Yeah.
So that was a lot of fun. That was a year ago. If any of these topics ever sound interesting to guys, just jump back to those ones. Those ones were pretty funny, too.
They were funny.
For Facebook messages and Twitter love, I guess, I got a message on Facebook from an old co-worker, Noel Hymas. Dude, hit me up out of the fucking blue, dude, at the office. Used to work. He hasn't worked there in maybe like 5 years. He's like, Josiah's heard you on Hollywood Babylon. Was that you?
Oh, cool.
I'm like, hey, what's up, dude? Noel, long time, no chat. You know, how's everything going? How's life again? Haven't seen him or spoken to him. He's like, I'm good. How's the podcast going? I'm like, really good, man. You know, I appreciate it. He's like, dude, you know, have you tried networking or working with? He's like, yeah, we've got several networks we're on already. You know, he's like, you guys should probably get some sponsors. I'm like, the biggest sponsor we have right now is Amazon. He's like, awesome. Send me the link so I can support you. Cool. So very cool, Noel. I totally appreciate
What's
that.
What's he do?
I think he still does office work. He used to be in the Army.
Is he on a podcast or something?
No, but he listens to podcasts. He listens to Hollywood Babylon all the time. We always spoke about going to a show, but we were never able to go. But that out of the blue, it's like, off of the intro, we got a lot of love. Like, people were telling me, dude, that shit was fucking
funny. It was fucking
funny. That was cool, everyone who hit us up. Next one's going to be Lynn on Facebook. And guys, you guys can follow us on Facebook. Comic Syndicate on Facebook. Just give us a like and shoot the shit with this. Let us know what you guys think. Sent me an old-looking propaganda picture that has a Guinness for strength. So it's a Guinness beer. And she says, hashtag drink your Guinness. The show intro was hilarious, so that's one of the people. Back in the day, they used to prescribe a beer to my Nana when she would get all bloated in her hospital bed. So I totally believe the probiotic facts for drinking beer. She said it worked every time. I get back to her simple message. I'm never on Facebook. Hashtag Dr. Josias for the win.
Dr. Josiah, I like that. It's better than Hitler Josiah, so I like that.
BB Hitler Josiah, yeah. Dr. Josiah, it is from here on out. That's all I got for Twitter love shoutouts. Actually, no, one more is going to be on Twitter, dude. We have at Nerdtalkalypse on Twitter. Hit us up out of the blue, start following us, and send us a, you know, listen to us at this. It's like, dude, I don't like automated shit, straight up. I'm like, if you're out there, I'll give you a subscribe for a subscribe, and I'll give you a listen. So I listened to their show, Good Guys, but yeah, he started asking questions like, how long have you guys been up? Well, you know, he listened to the show too, he said the intro was awesome, and I'm like, we hit everything in fucking an hour. What the fuck news, Jesus shit, and sex facts, football talk now.
Just kidding. Yeah. Because nobody wants, I mean, it's hard listening to a 2-hour show.
It is, and I think we bring a lot of enthusiasm to the show.
Yeah.
I mean, just our personalities anyways, unless we're in a bad mood. I think we bring the hate, which makes it funny when we're both hateful.
We bring a lot of hate.
We bring a lot of hate. Okay, true. So I think that's the dynamic, though. Like, we bring, again, the enthusiasm and shit like that. So it's always fun.
Nice.
So just giving them some input on, like, I think they're, like, barely 15 up or so.
Oh, cool.
So it's like, dude, stick with it, dude.
Congrats, man.
Yeah.
Getting going. It's hard. It's hard. Like, oh, yeah, let's do one. And then it never fucking happens.
And your boy gets sick or ditches you. Then he becomes 26th best friend on the list.
I'm still stuck wrapped in that soccer net in the bag.
I'm still... You really are. You're literally sitting right here. All right, man. That's all I got for Twitter. Love, shout-outs. Let's hit some fucking football.
Sweet.
Okay, do you want to know numbers from week two? Sergio is on board with this.
I think he won last week.
Yes, week one.
No, week one.
And week two, who do you think is in the lead right now?
Serge.
We have a game on tonight, which is going to be Eagles versus Bears. Eagles, myself and you went for the Eagles. Bears, Sergio went for.
Okay.
So the total right now, minus tonight's game that's going on right now, is Adam, you have 15 wins for the first 2 weeks. Ooh. I have 19 wins, and Sergio has 16 wins.
So you're still in the lead?
Yeah. So,
I gotta start picking good teams.
Yeah, man. Fuck, well, here you go, dude. Week three now. Let's hit what you have going on, dude. Thursday, this is gonna happen. Texans at Patriots.
Oh.
Did you hear about... Okay, first of all.
Yes.
Okay, let's talk about week two real quick.
Week two was...
Any takeaways for week two, first of all?
Like, what do you mean takeaways? Like,
okay, my biggest takeaway from the week, and I didn't get to watch any of the games because I was working. I got to see the first quarter of the Steelers-Bengals that was televised. had to go to work, so was working all day, and then saw the last half of the Green Bay Vikings game. So the Steelers are still beasts. They're going to win the Super Bowl, straight up. The Vikings, Packers game was really good.
Okay. Aaron Rodgers is throwing bombs.
Throwing terrible, and even the defensive line looked bad, yeah. And honestly, the Vikings defense looked really good.
Mm.
But the biggest takeaway out of everything, all the notifications off of the fantasy football, injuries is the biggest takeaway from
week two. You guys got fucked.
A lot of good players went down, dude.
My quarterback went
Jimmy Garoppolo, out. Adrian Peterson got hurt. Josh McCown got hurt. Doug Martin, DeMarcus Ware, Julio Jones, Thomas Rawls. Dude, everyone and their Jonathan Stewart got fucking Arian Foster got hurt, dude.
Fuck Arian Foster. I'm tired of that guy. He sucks. He needs to retire.
He's getting up there, dude. And he's injury prone.
Hurt.
Always, yes. Now,
you can replace.
Any of the games that stood out to you that you watched?
I watched the Patriot game and I was like,
And I heard Janine Garofalo was kicking ass up.
He was raping Dolphins, man. Just fucking tuning.
Like four touchdowns in the first fucking two quarters, right?
Yeah, and then they started catching up. I started talking shit. Right when I started talking shit on fucking Albert, fucking shoulder broke, and I'm like, oh no.
Okay, so now you guys are going to put in your third stringer.
We're going to put. I know he has another guy lined up, too.
You know who he has lined up?
No.
And they're going to put him probably to start?
I haven't seen any ESPN today.
Okay, right before I left work, my coworker Darcy told me about it, ooh. So I pulled it up. He used to be a quarterback in college.
Okay.
Julian Edelman.
Edelman. Why is that
so... You're a fucking wide receiver.
What?
Your own wide receiver.
Why is Edelman... I was like, wait a minute, Edelman's a wide receiver. Exactly. So why is he... I'm like, is there...
Cause your third, is there another Because your third string maybe sucks that bad. You guys have to survive
two
more.
Who the fuck's going to catch the ball?
Exactly, dude.
You know what? He's pretty... You know, he hasn't... You gotta understand, Brady plays every single game. I don't know how many snaps Jimmy got if Brady was hurt.
Well, again,
if he was, I'm not hurt, but if he wasn't suspended, mm-hmm. I mean, really, how much time does he get to play?
True.
And then this guy's third string.
I thought that was interesting, but if Belichick already has the note, like, okay, my third string, I don't want to start. So, AU, peanut guy, you're gonna be quarterback. Or even wide receiver.
Got your popcorn here. You know what? I think we'll just run the... We did pretty good running.
Yeah, well, I missed all the games.
And, I think we'll be fine. Only two more games, and then we got Brady.
True. Okay, so now Thursday, Texans at Patriots. Even if Edelman's going, I'm going to go Texans, dude.
I got to go Pats.
No, they're your team. You go for... Sunday's games is going to be Ravens at Jaguars. I'm going Ravens.
Me too.
All right.
I got to start winning, yeah.
Redskins versus Giants.
Giants.
We're both going Giants on that one. Next one's going to be Lions at Packers. I'm going to go Matthew Stafford. I like him. You say you hate him. I like him.
I got to go Rodgers.
Okay, cool.
I have him on fantasy.
Oh, there you go, dude. Next one's going to be Browns at Dolphins. Another shitstorm game. I'm
going
to go Dolphins.
Another shitty game. Where are you going?
Dolphins.
I have to go Dolphins. Okay. After that 20-point... After 20 points, they had a point lead, Browns? True.
I know. That's what they do. They brown it up all the time, though. Next one's going to be Vikings at Panthers. I'm curious about this game.
There's no Peterson, so you have to go Panthers.
True, he got hurt too, yeah.
You know what? He sucked last year. I gave Val shit for that.
Yeah, no, he sucked.
He picked
mad
him
balls.
Up, and I'm like, dude.
Why'd you do it?
Why did you pick him up?
Yeah, I know. Next one's going to be another good game. Broncos versus Bengals at Cincinnati.
Denver's been
I know. I'm going to go Bengals still.
I'm going Denver on that. All
right. I think I should have backed you up, but we'll mix up. Next one's going to be Cardinals at Bills. Sweep.
Cardinals.
Yeah. Next one's going to be Raiders at Titans. Sweep.
Oh, Raiders. Raiders are 2-0,
bro. I know. I said sweep. I'm backing
you up. Okay.
Next one's Rams at Buccaneers. Dude, Rams beat fucking Seattle?
Yeah, that was a boring game.
It sounds like it was 3-6, the final score.
So boring. Rams.
I'll go Buccaneers.
Really?
All right. Next one's going to be 49ers at Seahawks. What the fuck, dude? So, 49ers beat the shit out of fucking the Rams. The Rams beat the fucking Seahawks. Barely. But 49ers at Seahawks.
I have to go Seahawks because mm-hmm. I don't like Niners.
Ditto. I will fucking sweep with you. Next one's going to be Steelers at Eagles. And Eagles are playing tonight, I believe.
Steelers are looking good, dude. They're looking
Super
really good.
Super Bowl material, dude. No hug.
Playoff.
No huddle offense, dude.
Hey, they just got to be healthy.
That's it. That's the name of the game, dude, for the Steelers. So we're Steelers, going Steelers? Steelers? All right, cool, cool. Next one's going to be Jets at Chiefs.
I'm going to go Chiefs.
I will. They lost this weekend. I'll back you up. We'll sweep that one, dude. Next one's going to be Chargers at Colts. Charger it up.
Yeah. All right. Colts are not doing so well. I haven't heard shit about them.
Nah, okay, not at all, dude. Offensively, defensively, they're bad. Next one's going to be Bears at Cowboys. Cowboys are still quarterbackless. But they won. They beat the Redskins. I don't know if
I'm going to go Cowboys because I have a running back.
Okay. Elliott? Yeah. Next one's going to be Monday night game, Falcons at Saints.
Saints been pretty hot.
Ryan, Julio Jones got hurt, though. I will go Saints.
Me too.
All right. And last week, just to let you know, was the most you, myself, and Sergio went for the same teams on. 8 of the teams we went for the same.
Oh, okay.
Which was a push for us in our numbers, but we never go for the same teams. The 3 of us.
You're still ahead anyway, so if I keep going the same teams, I'm still losing.
True, true. But I'm pretty sure we'll mix it up as the season goes. All right, man. That was fucking fun, dude. Did you do anything fun this weekend? I can tell you how my weekend was.
Let's see.
Survive?
Trying to survive. Just chilling, relaxing.
Cool. Well, I was on my way to work on Friday, the second job after the office. They call me up. Hey, Josias, we're slow today, dude. I don't think we're going to need you tonight. Sweet. Oh, true, sweet.
Movies. They're all shitty movies right now.
What came out? Fucking the Snowden I want to watch. And Sully I want to watch.
I want to watch the Magnificent 7. Looks good.
The cast is awesome, too.
Yeah.
I had off Friday, and right when he called, it was either the freeway to go to work or the freeway to get to my house. I went to the liquor store, picked up some beer, and fucking chilled. I think I realized this weekend that I am a workaholic.
You're what?
I'm a workaholic.
Workaholic.
I got home and I did not know what to do with myself.
Fuck.
Like, I'm like, fuck, I'm supposed to be doing something. I'm supposed to be working. Like,
same thing. I was out for a couple days and I'm like, Margo's like, oh, great. He's gonna be an asshole today because he's not working. I need to fucking work. Yes, like, I need money. Like, I need to make money here.
Yeah, yeah. And it was weird.
It's a good thing, though.
It is good.
Yeah, people don't even want to fucking work.
Yeah, exactly. So it was just felt weird. So
I know the feeling. Like,
yeah.
Like,
what am I supposed to be doing?
Did you get in a bad mood or anything afterwards? Like, fuck.
Okay, so I got home and I finally realized, like, okay, fuck, I can read. Fuck, I don't want to read. It's like, I don't get to watch TV or anything. So I watched 3 fucking movies Friday night.
Like at the theater or at your house?
At my house.
Oh, what'd you pick up?
So my buddy RG loved the dude, co-worker at work. He let me use Death Race 2000 a while back. It's a Sylvester Stallone movie and what's his name? David Carradine, who is Bill on Kill Bill. Okay. This movie came out in 75. And it's a terrible movie. Written, directed, it's a futuristic... it's futuristic Earth.
What the fuck are you doing?
I know. It was bad. So this one is this fast-paced film is a hilarious satire about a futuristic society where a no-holds-barred auto race is nationally televised and points are scored by running down pedestrians. Sylvester Stallone and David Carradine are competitors, with Stallone providing a lot of howls, playing a gangster type with a machine gun in his car. Okay, it was bad.
No.
So bad. And it was so bad, I'm glad I had beer because I would have shot myself. And I kept cursing RG's name like, fucking RG. And right when I was going to turn it off, it's like, oh, Naked Women. Oh, okay, cool. I'm back in. That was the best thing about the movie. It was a bad movie. So.
I caught up with S.H.I.E.L.D.
Good, you mentioned
like
that.
The whole fucking season. It was really good. Like, cool. I forgot how good it is. Like,
season 1 was kind of slow. Season 2 is kind of barely picking up. But that's when I kind of dropped off.
The third one, Inhumans.
Yeah.
They need to get better care. Anyways, better care.
So to get after this, or get this bitter, sour taste in my mouth from this movie, I tossed in fucking finally tossed it in, Throne of Atlantis, animated DC.
Aquaman. It was really good. I liked that one.
So, still continuing the
trend. I don't like the art.
I liked it, dude.
I like the old Justice League art. It's never going to go there, is it? Why not?
Not for the movies, dude. Not for the movies, I don't think. Unless they do bring back Justice League.
Well, there's a couple DC movies coming out.
Yeah. And
the DC Dark. Justice League Dark.
Yes, exactly. I'm curious about that one. Swamp Thing. And so the last movie I saw, just to put myself in a better mood, was Straight Outta Compton again. Had to toss on the movie. So just drinking,
totally
chilling,
different genres like of all these of movies, everything. Bro.
So that's how I am anyways. I'm an eclectic guy, and that's what I do. And then, so Saturday I had a full day off, and I was going to go meet up one of my friends. That didn't get to happen. And I just chilled and ran errands, but it was a chill day. It was a much needed fucking time off. And that's it. Nothing exciting, but those were the movies that I fucking saw. And it was a music weekend for me, actually.
Oh, yeah, you posted some stuff.
So I was digging.
I finished Jessica Jones, too.
Good.
I thought it was the ending was...
It was open-ended. So now that it can jump straight into the next story.
I don't know why people just didn't wear headphones and just kill them. I don't know.
True.
I don't understand. Yeah. But anyways.
Cool. All right, man. Let's hit some what the fuck news real quick. I'm just going to go over topics real quick because we've been out for 2 weeks. But first one's going to be Tina allegedly sets fire to car she thought was her ex-boyfriend's.
There's a video.
It wasn't. Yeah, there was a video.
There was a video. I saw a video of one trashing and the boyfriend comes out like kind of like playing it cool because his car is like right next to the floor.
Yes.
And he's all like, "What are you doing, bitch?"
Yeah. Wrong fucking car on fire.
Oh my god.
So that was just the topic. That's the premise of the whole fucking of the whole news article.
I saw one that was on video. She lit the right one on fire and the ex-husband just went fucking nuts. "That's my house. I fucking live in that fucking car." And then all you hear is like he starts walking towards it. Like the tires pop and all that shit. It was like, wow. Crazy women.
Yeah, crazy fucking ex-women, dude, ex-girlfriends. Our next one's going to be, this one is my best friend of the year. Seeking escape from home, Kansas man robs bank, goes straight to jail. He goes in, robs a bank, fucking sits right in the fucking, in the waiting room, waiting for the cops to come in. Yeah, I robbed the bank.
Wow.
Why'd you rob the bank? Because my fucking wife sucks at home. I hate her fucking guts, and I just don't want to be there anymore. Please lock me up.
Jesus.
Straight up, dude, yeah.
Just go to another state, man.
Yeah, right?
Get a divorce.
Ask for a divorce, dude. But anyways, I thought this guy was very classy that he's like, fuck this shit.
Get raped in the ass, or go home to my wife.
Yeah.
Bring some lube.
Next one's gonna be what the fuck news, and I will read this one. And Jesus shitless, dude. Rabbi arrested in New York divorce scheme involving kidnapping and murder.
Wow.
A rabbi and another Orthodox Jewish man were arrested in New York in connection with a plot to kidnap and murder a man whose wife wanted to divorce him, federal officials say. Israel-based Rabbi Aaron Goldberg, 55, and Shimon Leibowitz, 25, were taken into custody in Central Valley, New York, while meeting to discuss the plot on Tuesday.
Jesus.
The statement said they were charged with one count each of conspiracy to commit kidnapping, which carries a maximum sentence of life in prison, and conspiracy to commit murder for hire. Any questions yet? Two rabbis
go into a bar.
There's a funny joke behind this. Xavier Donaldson, an attorney for Goldberg, I'm glad you caught up on that, dude, declined to comment when reached by email on Wednesday night. That's probably going to be the title. So a rabbi walks into a bar.
Is that in the Quran? I mean, you're allowed. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. No.
So the wife hired these two rabbis, not the gangsters, but the two rabbis to kidnap and kill her ex-husband.
Yes. And I have it for you. The answers are going to be right there. An attorney for Leibowitz, whose prosecutors said is a member of Satmar Hasidistic community in Kiryas Joel, New York. Don't know where the fuck that is. Could not be immediately reached for contact. Comment, sorry. Prosecutors said Leibowitz and Goldberg recruited an individual to carry out the crimes and forced the man to issue a document called a get, quote-unquote, to allow his wife to divorce him. Now, this is what I didn't know in Jewish community.
Okay.
Or family or wedding.
Right? Oh, he has to die.
An Orthodox Jewish woman cannot get a religious divorce unless her husband consents through a get, according to prosecutors. Without the document, a divorce can only occur if the husband dies. So, perfect. I didn't know that, dude. Prosecutors said the recruit contacted the Federal Bureau of Investigation in July about the plot and began recording their conversations. The group discussed kidnapping, torturing, and forcing the get from the target while the intended victim was in the United States or a planned trip to the Ukraine, prosecutors said. As the plotting continued, the group decided they wanted the victim murdered as well.
Okay.
Go.
Who gives a shit if... I mean, they're going by the Quran. But they're doing all this other stuff.
And like, they're fucking rabbis.
Dude, just get the divorce.
Yeah.
Don't kill them.
Yeah, Exactly.
What's worse, divorce or torturing and getting him to break his fingers until he signs the papers?
Exactly.
And then slit his throat.
I didn't know rabbis were that gangster.
Dude.
Apparently, right?
Rabbis are like gangster life for life.
Apparently, dude. Rabbi gangsters. All right.
Jeez.
Last one I have is going to be 8 facts that will make you realize how strange animal sex really is.
Red rockets?
That's one of them. Now, well, actually, no, it's not. That was just a bad joke episode. Whatever, guys. Red Rocket Orgy is a classic. It's a fact of human nature that we are all titillated on some level by the mere notion of sex. That's probably me. And chances are many of us spend a good portion of our free time either having sex or thinking about it.
Or watching.
Because of this, we're watching porn. It's only natural to be curious about how the whole process takes place in other creatures. And if my research in animal sex biology has taught me anything, it's that on the whole, human sex is pretty uneventful compared to most of our wild counterparts.
I've seen some YouTube videos.
Gnarly shit, right?
I heard cat sex is really painful.
That's what I hear too.
Because
I don't know if that one's enough.
Their dicks like has like
spikes, right? That's why. Yeah, that's why they cry so much, I guess. Yeah, never seen it. Always heard that theory. Don't know.
Cats
but
are
when
like
they fuck,
cats. Fuck
at night
at
is
night
terrible to hear.
Sounds like babies getting.
Oh, it sounds terrible. Like just screaming.
I don't know, man. Jesus.
First one's gonna be number one. You can't have non-consensual sex with an elephant. Hear me out. Elephants belong to a unique group of mammals, also including hyenas, where females have an extremely elongated clitoris that looks just like a penis. It's called a pseudopenis, and its existence means that an observer cannot tell the sex of the animal by simply looking at their external genitalia. Did you know that about it? No, neither have I.
So the elephant, I don't know if that bitch looks good, but...
I think she's got a penis.
I think that's a dick.
Yeah, that's a huge fucking clit.
I hope it's
clit,
a dick.
This also means that in order for a male to copulate with a female, she must first retract her pseudopenis inside of her body. Did you know that?
Why does she have a penis?
It's a giant clit that
looks like one, so she sucks it in.
She sucks it in, dude. Trip the fuck out, right? Number two, love takes sacrifice. Male Tadarian spiders have penises that are so monstrous, dragging them around takes a lot of time and energy. I wish I had that problem.
Get the fuck out of here.
I have such a small penis,
so
dude.
The spider,
like, this is the spider of the century right here.
The spider drags...
Also, my best friend, too, is also my pet spider.
he drags his dick?
Yeah, dude. He puts it over your shoulder. Hey, ladies.
I hate this when I'm packing. Then my dick falls in the water.
Exactly. So after they have successfully mated, they just rip them off.
The girl spider.
No, the males do. Okay, once they are successfully transformed into eunuchs, they have a new lease on life and enough stamina to guard their mates from the interested eyes of other suitors. No, I guess it is the woman, dude.
I need to check this spider
out. It comes
out.
Sadly at the cost of never being able to have sex again.
One time. One
well,
shot.
I guess if you get a bitch pregnant, your life is fucked anyway.
What's the name of the spider? I'm going to YouTube
that. It's a Tadarin spider. I'll pull it
okay.
out. It's hard to find love in the big city. Number three, unlike humans who tend to have better chance of finding a mate in densely populated areas, birds in big cities have trouble finding mates because their seductive mating calls can't be heard over traffic. So, there you go. Traffic is a cock blocker for birds.
That's
number
sad.
Four, 50 Shades has nothing on the animal kingdom due to the harsh reality that, biologically speaking, sperm is ultra abundant and cheap, whereas eggs are rare and expensive. Males sometimes deploy extreme measures to get their potential female partners to submit to their advances. Welcome to my world. Depending on the species, this can include eye clamps in male water striders, piercing penile spines, or even neurophysiological hijack. I don't understand that one. Wow. Okay, next one's gonna be number five. You've got to love the one you're with. Female chimps, like female humans, are more likely to experience an orgasm when having sex with a preferred partner. There you go.
Okay.
And social status means nothing. Well, I'm sorry, it means everything. Wow, there you go. And instead of Japanese macaques, the highest frequency of female orgasms was found amongst pairs formed by high-ranking males and low-ranking females. And the lowest frequency of orgasms was found in pairs formed by low-ranking males and high-ranking females.
So you got the Rolls-Royce woman and you got the fucking losers.
Yes, and they have the better sex. Probably
yeah, I like that.
Because you want to keep someone that's good? You see monkeys now. Number six, never underestimate the impact of a mother. Okay, even once their offspring are grown, mother orcas continue to protect their adult sons from encounters with other whales. But they don't do the same for their adult daughters. Wow. There are valid biological reasons for this kind of sex-based favoritism. Daughters bring more work to the group via their own offspring, for example. Oh, so moms being typical moms. Go get married.
Mammals. Bitch.
Yeah. Well, what happened to fucking humans, dude? And the males seem to really need all the help they can get. A recent study found that in the year following their mother's death, adult male killer whales were 3 times more likely to die themselves.
Jesus.
So that's pretty much fucking the mom taking pampering the fucking kid. Yeah. So that's the extent.
The son in the basement.
Yeah, pretty much. Number seven, females can do just fine without a mate. Excuse me, damselflies, have a storage organ with their own bodies that can store sperm, and they can obtain all the sperm they will need for their entire reproductive lifespan in just one or two copulations.
Wow.
Flies. Oh, there you go.
Fuck themselves.
Number eight, safe sex is smart sex. Even the animal kingdom isn't immune from sexually transmitted diseases. A nasty STD can afflict even the cutest creatures. Just ask any koala in Australia.
Wow.
I did not know that. Where nearly all of the species in the country have been infected with a strain of chlamydia. Wow, dude, fucking... I didn't know that about fucking
koala. So a guy and a koala...
Walk into a bar.
To a doctor's office.
But the good news is help is now on the way thanks to this new drug candidate. Okay, and that's it, dude. So
that's crazy, dude.
Weird animal facts things. That spider is a fucking stud.
I want to see the spider.
Do you want to see the spider's penis on his shoulder? Hey, baby.
Hey.
But that's going to be a good opening line.
That's not my... It's my show. That's my thing.
Pretty much what right. It is. All right, that's all I got, man. Commercials.
Commercials. Go to our website, thecomicsyndicate.com, and you will find 2 banners and a lot of other banners we support. An Amazon in orange. If you're buying anything, please go ahead and click there, and we will get a little piece of whatever you guys buy. It doesn't cost you any more money or anything like that. It's just helping out the podcast, keeping lights on. Also, if you're buying stuff from Amazon, you need to get the black logo.
Amazon Prime.
And you get everything free. 2-day shipping. You get movies. You get books. You get all that good stuff.
Yeah, and today, very special shout out. He's our boy anyways. I like this guy awesome. Sergio's fucking dope. He hit us up right before. We were both at work, all three of us probably. And he's like, hey, dude, I just spent $500 for my office on supplies. And you guys are
Thank welcome. You. We totally appreciate that,
Sergio. So you're going to keep the lights on a little bit longer, maybe 2 more episodes.
Amazon is picky on what goes into it, but we'll get some of it. Thank you so much.
We will see it. So thanks a lot, Serge. And speaking of Serge, I am working on episode 200 already. I have games for us.
Oh, man.
It's work already, and I'm starting. Granted, we still have 40 episodes to go, but I'm putting in work. I want it to be fun for you guys. It's a bummer that I'm not going to get to play, but whoever we decide to invite, I think you guys are going to have fun.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's going to... Yeah, I'm working on that. So
our 3 years of fantasy football winners...
There you go. All right, man. All right, we'll be right back with Comic Talk.
Comic Talk.
How long was that?
Hey, this is Scott Snyder. I'm writing All-Star Batman this year, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
I'm Mitch Gerrans, the artist of Sheriff of Babylon.
I'm Tom King, the writer of Sheriff of Babylon, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, and you're listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Hi, my name is Brian Bucciolato, and I listen to Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons, and we're having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. And you're listening to me live on Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Comic Talk.
Okay, we're back
with Comic Talk.
Comic reviews.
All right,
fucking,
man.
James
Tynion, The Four, signs DC exclusive deal.
James Tynion?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Snyder's boy.
Come on. They got him cheap. He's not writing anything else.
Marvel takes She out of She-Hulk for new ongoing series. It's just going to be Hulk. And she's like crushing Hulk. So it's technically she's next in line.
I think that's more money if you put She on it. for women.
Very true, but her cousin's dead, and the story is going to be consisted
of... So she's taking over the Hulk.
And she's still on her deathbed, so we know she survives now.
Right.
But how...
How fucked up.
Conflicted is she going to be about, you motherfuckers, you guys were going to kill my... Like, you know...
No, they did.
Kill my cousin, yeah, yeah. What else we have? Mythbusters build Team Land's new... Yeah, they land a new Netflix show. So Mythbusters kids. I like those guys, dude. They're just interesting shit. Midnight Special is Jeff Nichols to helm Alien Nation reboot. I liked the movie and there was a brief show in the late 80s.
Right.
I liked it. And that's all...
Luke Cage, the 30th.
Luke Cage starts, dude, yeah.
So it's gonna be good.
Stan Lee sells his life to Fox. Stan Lee is getting his own adventure movie, but it's not through Marvel Studios. 20th Century Fox has announced plans to create an action-adventure film based on a highly fictionalized version of the life of Stan Lee.
Screwing people over? Oh!
Yeah, that's his superpower, actually.
Superpower.
Dude. Yeah, yeah. And that's all I...
So many jokes, I'm not going
to
go into.
X-Men and Humans Go to War in Death of X. It's written by Jeff Lemire, Charles nice. So, and it comes out in October.
I'm looking forward. I like those writers.
Yeah, me too, dude. So that's all I got for comic news, dude. I mean,
cool.
Yeah,
rock out. But these are going to be last week's... this week I was pretty fucked up, so I didn't read anything. But last week
Don't we got
Supergirl number one, Rebirth number one. Not the Rebirth, but the actual Supergirl.
Yeah.
Supergirl is having... just having a hard time on Earth, and it's not... You know, not the big bad guys, but it's something worse. It's high school. She's having trouble.
Oh, I did read that.
Yeah, she was used to be the top of her class, popular, everything, which was easier on her on
Krypton.
She finds herself just a nobody, a fucking loser. We see her in full action as she stops some newbie crew that are after Data. So they're on this train. She busts through, and Data's a new. Currency, not money. They don't give a shit about money. They want data.
Yeah.
Real easy. A run-in with... Real short with the run-in with Cat Grant from the Daily Planet, which... Yeah. I don't know if she's the same woman from the TV show.
I believe so, yeah.
So it was really, like, what was that even in there? But anyways, she introduced herself, like, you know, I'm so-and-so. Anyhow, we see a director, like, kind of like a Director Hill-type person chewing out Supergirl... About how Kryptonians were a self-destructive, how they thought they were superior than everyone else, and that was the reason why their planet was fucking destroyed.
Yeah.
And so her job is to make sure that Supergirl doesn't bring that type of thinking and actions on planet Earth. So it's kind of like she has somebody that she has to answer to. And I like how, like, she fires back at this director. You know, Superman doesn't need anybody looking over his shoulder like you're doing with me. But she's like, fuck you, because Superman was born here and he was raised here.
He was raised here.
He only been here for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
So don't talk back.
The art was
good. Go give me some laps.
The art was good, I remember.
I like the art. It was good. Supergirl's face.
Yeah, yeah.
The art was well done. Has used to learn. Supergirl just homesick and her agent. She has like parents, but they're like S.H.I.E.L.D. type parents, like just to watch her doing their best, but it's just not enough. She goes to one of the places that she could be alone, and this Fortress of Solitude, where Superman gave her the keys to, I believe, where she is met by a robot Superman claiming to be her father. So I was a little confused.
Yeah, that's interesting how they're gonna...
So is it... It's a robot, but I don't know if it's supposed to be her dad, like look like her dad, but he has like this metal mouth. I don't know. I liked it. I liked the art. I liked how the story was driven. I didn't get bored.
Cool.
You know, it's hard reading so many comic books, and it's like, you know what? It's fucking comic books. It's fucking boring.
I read a lot of shitty books of the week.
I bet. I'm counting on it.
I'll bash later, dude.
All right, that's fine. Go ahead, bro.
Let's go into first Green Lanterns number 6. This was one of the books of the week. I don't know if I want to use this cover, though. Sam Humphries is the writer. Will Conrad and Jack Herbert are the artists. Blonde is the colorist. Pretty much starts off with Simon. He's having trouble now because he's the only one fighting these Red Lanterns. So he keeps asking his friend, his partner, Jessica, where are you, bitch? Like, I need fucking help. I'm getting my ass kicked. Now, this one was cool. Yeah, you would think, but that's kind of what she's doing now. It goes jumping from him getting choked out, like, fuck, where are you? I need your help. To her, like, distraught and emotionally fucked up. And her realizing, like, and little by little, I like how Sam Humphries is bringing out, like, what her conflict is. And her conflict is, I guess, is just trying to cope with her anxiety. And that's exactly what it is. She has anxiety. Mm-hmm. So she witnessed her friend's best friends die. And she locked herself up in her house because she didn't want to see the world and she didn't know how to cope, is what it is. So she keeps trying to talk to herself, like, you got to snap out of this. Your friends need you. Your family needs you. And she keeps doubting herself, too, as she's trying to pull herself up. And she's like, but I don't know how to do it. I can't even make a construct. I can't make anything with this fucking ring. You know, like, you can make anything with these Green Lantern rings. And she...
Because you need the confidence. You need that...
Exactly.
That drive.
The confidence. Yeah. And it's cool because the first few panels after Simon's getting his ass kicked is just exactly that. And you can see her talking to herself. And when people are conflicted or... not even anxiety, even when people were depressed, everyone in their own way has to pull themselves out of it. Right. So it was cool because you see her pulling herself out of it. And again, talking to herself, she's like, people are counting on you, though. And the ring starts talking like, construct complete. So she finally built it without even looking or trying to do it. So that was really cool to see. And she goes and helps out her friend.
I like that because...
they hate each other.
They hate. Well, I like the concept because... all the Green Lanterns, I haven't read a lot, but what I do know is that all the Green Lanterns are these men or women that are just confident.
Yes.
And just like, fuck you, the ring chose me because of this.
Yes, yes.
And now we're seeing someone that mm-hmm. isn't confident, and I like how, who's writing it?
Sam Humphries. I like his writing.
I like that. Different.
Yeah, yeah, and so it was emotional in that aspect, which was fucking cool to read. The art was great, too, by the way. But it's really cool because once she saves the day and she takes down this red tower, she stops this red dawn from happening, she sees fucking Simon and he's like, it's cool because they hug each other. Like, they hate each other. Like, they don't like each other. They don't work well together. Mm. They're partners, but they're forced to be partners, and they've had that conflict from the beginning.
From fucking Rebirth, yeah.
And he keeps saying, I don't need this bitch. Like, fuck her. But it was cool once she saves the day, there's that moment where even as partners, even as friends, even as whatever, they give each other a hug like, you did it. She's like, and they bust each other's balls. He's like, so you're not gonna let me live this one down for saving the day, are you? She's like, no.
Never.
She's like, by the way, I found this for you. So she found this teddy bear for Simon that he was going to give to his fucking his nephew. Because it's his birthday, so they had to save the world. And it was really cool, again, to see the anxiety aspect and her talking herself out of giving up was fucking cool. So it's one of the books of the week, dude. I liked it a lot. That's all I have. I'm not going to read anything. It's worth picking up, guys. I mean, it's worth reading for sure. Go for it.
I read the Uncanny X-Men number 12. Nice early talk with the creation of the team with Magneto and Psylocke.
Yes, very cool.
I like that. That was really, really nice. The Hellfire Club is willing to work with Magneto.
I loved that one.
Yeah, it was a good book.
I think it was a book of the week for me last week.
Even though they have tried to kill them on many times in the past, Magneto's mindset is that he'll make any kind of alliance with anybody,
yeah,
it would help save his kind.
Yes.
And yeah, Magneto's big on this, and I love it.
Yeah, very cool. I'm glad you hit it.
The Hell Club has found out information on a Someday Corporation, mm-hmm. where mutants go to kind of sleep in tubes as they don't have to deal with any kind of the problems.
We saw the Turrigan Mist.
Yeah.
The T-Mist, yes.
T-Mist. We saw this in the very beginning of the
run.
Number one.
Yeah.
And how it's not as good as they say it is for mutants that go there. So they're finding out, they found out all this information that the X-Men could not find without sacrificing something to go with these guys.
Yep.
They get to the Someday Corporation. They find that the mutants have been weaponized.
Yes. Which was cool.
Yeah, it was cool. And the fight begins. Each teammate is trying to hold their own. But on this ship, they are about to have a wave upon wave upon wave of
fucking. And Psylocke's like, alright, dicks, where the fuck you guys at? Sabretooth, yeah. Where'd you go? And who was the other one? Not M, right? Yeah. It's like, where the fuck you guys at? We need fucking help now. Yeah. Get back up here. Because that was barely the first wave. And, like, there's an army of...
Just infested. Mutants, yeah. Like, it's kind of like Walking Dead zombies, kinda, but yeah. With minds and powers. So it was cool.
I liked this issue a lot for the fact that, like you said, Magneto.
Yes.
And I like how straight he is. She's like, Psylocke telling him, all right, you told me why you needed my help, but are you going to show me all your cards? He's like, are you fucking kidding me? He's like, I can tell you these are all the cards I have on the table, and you know that's bullshit, so let's not play that game.
Yeah.
Like, he's straight up fucking hardcore bad.
Keep that fucking helmet on.
Yeah, yeah, and it's cool, just everything, the way Magneto's playing it, and even his dialogue, his inner monologue, too, he's talking to himself like, I'm doing a lot more shadier shit than everyone thinks.
Gotta have to, right?
Well, mutants are dying now.
Yeah.
And his people are dying. He went through it fucking World War II.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's like, mutants are dying and he feels he has to save them.
Any means possible.
Yeah, and I don't think it's a bad thing. Mm-hmm. He's like, even if I gotta fuck these assholes that we're friends now, we're working together, but if I gotta fucking stab them in the heart... They're just fucking pawns to me.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking love that, dude. Yeah, that's fucking Magneto.
Great book.
All right, very cool, man. I liked it. Next one I'm going to hit is going to be Civil War II Spider-Man number 8. Brian Michael Bendis is a writer. Nico Leon is the artist. Marta Gracia is the inker. Very cool. Starts off with Luke Cage and Jessica Jones giving Miles a visit. So at the end of the last issue, he gets a visit. He's at school. He's like about to bounce from school with his spider suit and... They happen to land, and he starts freaking out now, beginning of the issue, with him like, oh, fuck. He's like, what did I do? And it's very cool, because right off the bat, it starts off with Jessica Jones like, all right, I gotta be straight with you. Somebody hired me to spy on you, do detective undercover work on you, investigate you. I want to give you a professional courtesy and let you know, like, you're not a bad fucking kid. It's like, once I found out who you were, in 2 weeks, it's like, you're a young kid, and we know what you can do, but you gotta be more careful about shit like this. Because if I can find you out in 2 weeks, any other villain can find you out a lot quicker and fuck your life up.
Well, this fucking stupid-ass friend telling everybody.
That's another thing. Fuck. And she's like, by the way, your friends are fucking idiots, too.
Like, the Baker boys.
Keep them on check, yeah. Although Mondo Goldballs knows, like... Dude, why the fuck did you tell me his secret identity?
Right, like a couple issues back.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like,
so that whole aspect is still there, but I really love how Luke Cage and Jessica Jones are hitting him up. Like, you know, dude, we're here for you. Mm-hmm. You know, we're Avengers too. Like, we don't want you to fuck up your life because everyone knows your secret identity. So keep that in check. And it was just really fucking cool. And these are all Bendis characters. Well, Jessica Jones and fucking Miles Morales are Bendis created characters. So. That was a really great interaction. So that's probably why I loved it more than anything. And the art was just fucking dope, nice. Too, dude. It's been great in this one, dude. And she's like, okay, if I tell you who it is that hired me, you gotta do me a favor. Sure, what?
Don't flip out.
Yes, don't be a dickhead. What do you mean, don't be a dickhead? I mean, don't be a dickhead. And Luke Cage, and even the interaction between Luke Cage and Jessica Jones is funny because they're a couple. Straight up, they're a couple.
They have a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Danielle Rand. Or Daniel Rand. Danielle Cage, I guess. So very cool. I agree. And that whole conversation is just funny between the three of them. And Miles Morales, even with his... The art was dope because you can get the faces he's making, like, oh, fuck. And his eye, like, one eye, like, thinking, like, oh, shit.
He already knows.
Once Jessica Jones tells him, he's like, get the fuck out of here. Or it's like, and they're like, dude... Calm down, that fucking bitch. And even Jessica Jones is like, "Yeah, I met your grandma. She's a character. That fucking bitch. Yeah, she's kind of a bitch."
Said bitch?
No, they didn't.
Oh, they'll say.
But the way Bendis is writing it, that's pretty much what right. The intent. So that hit home perfectly, and it was just fun and funny. And now, it's great. They gave him great advice. Like, dude, now when you go home, be more there for your family. If they want you to do better in school, try to do a little bit better. That way you can juggle this superheroing thing. We know you're fucking, 16 years old. We know it's hard on you. But you really have to get them off your fucking trail, dude. Mm-hmm. You know, like, have them not worry about you. And she even tells him, dude, your mom hired me to stop the job because she trusts you. It's just your grandma's a fucking crazy bitch. So that was fucking cool, and that's pretty much it in a nutshell. So that conversation was dope, and the last conversation or bit of the conversation they have is Luke Cage is like, dude, I just want to let you know you're a big deal. You're not just Spider-Man, but you're a Spider-Man of color now. That's a big fucking deal.
Nice.
So it was cool. Again, that
even though we could tell when under his mask.
But then your best friend's going to be telling fucking secrets.
No, that's true.
I mean, if...
He already's writing the fucking book.
You know? So it was fucking dope, dude. One of my books of the week of... Let me see. Yeah, again, his... Again, him being a kid and his point of view on life and... Who's next on your hit list is pretty much what... after that, he gets a call from Tony Stark with the death of Hulk Banner. So they go to that, and the three kids, him, Nova, and Captain Marvel, are...
Ms. Marvel,
yes, thank you, are the three young kids, and they see this going down, and they see Tony's... We get the kids' point of view, finally, which we knew it was going to go there anyways. Like, Miles is like, I think I back up Tony Stark. Mm-hmm. They just fucked him over again, and who's next on the list? Carol Danvers. So it was cool. That's it. Book of the week.
Very cool. I read Batman number 6, and we got Gotham Girl looking to be as crazy as the Joker in this issue.
Oh, my God. Go for it.
She's going every night doing what she does
crazy
best.
Crazy talk, bitch.
Fighting crime. But it's like talking to herself.
She's talking.
Talking to
someone.
And the cutting off of her hair. That's just leaving Batman and Duke restless. Like, what the fuck? The loss of her brother has really put her in a place where... Dark place. Not even Batman can figure out how to help her. Batman even asked Alfred, like, hey, when I went through my shit.
When my parents died, how did you help me?
And,
And look, I like what Alfred said.
Did, I got it. I guess. Good. Honestly, answer is when you were hurting and you were alone, helping Gotham makes... No, this is what Batman told her. I'm sorry.
Okay, go for it.
I forgot what Alfred said to him.
No, go for it.
He said, like...
I'll fill you in. Okay. Go for it.
So, lost his parents. Batman finally asks her, gets to Gotham Girl and asks her, like, you know, you're helping Gotham. And she gives him, like, you need to tell me what's going on. Like, you need to tell me. Give me an honest answer.
Yeah. You want to help Gotham, so... Yeah. Let me help you, yeah. This is my fucking city, bitch.
Bitch. When you're hurting and you're alone, helping Gotham makes it hurt less. And Batman does something Snyder would never have done. And that's
okay.
Show emotions.
Now, I will cut you off there real quick. Because even before he hits her up that way, he asked Alfred, so when I was alone, when I was hurting, how did you snap me out of it? He's like, Master Bruce, he's like, you were a kid full of life and full of hate. You started going out and learning things on your own. You got through it on your own. And he's like, I didn't do anything. He's like, I was just watching you, making sure you didn't hurt yourself. But you doing the things you did got you out of that depression type of deal.
Nice.
Which was cool. So, and then, like you said, this emotional point. Emotional, right?
Very emotional. And then even so that he takes off his mask off and telling Gotham Girl that he has lost someone, that and that it's okay and it will be okay. Tears, crying.
And she breaks down. Yeah.
She finally breaks down and he holds her and then he has sex with her. Oh, wait. That's Batgirl.
That's Batgirl. Yes.
My bad. Now for the plot of this story, Batman knows where the Psycho Pirate is, and someone has him in an enemy. I'd like to see Batman fight again.
Me too.
So, it's been last week, so it is Bane.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I haven't seen Bane for a while.
Yeah.
Since
the villains one, 2 years ago?
Yeah, I want to see Tom King...
Right, Bane, a good Bane story.
Yeah, good Bane story.
Because now Batman has to get the antidote to save her, but Bane's holding, I forget homeboy's name.
Psycho Pirate.
You're right. I did not like it, but that emotional part I did, but out of character.
It's totally different. It's a different writer,
it's
different
the same
book.
Same Batman.
Yeah.
But I think we keep talking about it too, though, where it's like, he kind of knows, like, his own mortality by now. Mm-hmm. which we've never got from Batman before. It's always like, all right, I will get my ass kicked, and
okay, if, I'll get my back broken.
Yeah, I'm gonna die, but now he's looking at it like, okay, at least if I die, fucking Dick can take over.
Or
I got Damian Wayne. I got fucking
Robin. I don't agree with that.
He's more comfortable with accepting the terms of dying. Right, I kind of like that.
I don't like Duke in this comic. Like, I don't know what he's doing there. Like,
he's supposed to be maybe the next Oracle type, because he always wants him at fucking the Batcave. All right, I need extra eyes and ears.
That's true.
So that makes sense. But if Duke's kind of looks at it like he's the next in running to become Batman.
There's no way.
I think Red Robin would be the next Batman.
Oh, I don't think he has the balls.
I don't think so either.
I don't think he has the balls.
Best Batman could hold the mantle is Nightwing.
Yes, I have to agree.
And you know his mythology compared to Batman's is completely different.
It is, but he's already been Batman.
Yes.
So
it's not Damon. It's not Jason Todd.
It's not Jason Todd.
Yeah,
but it's not Jason Todd.
It could be Duke.
No, well,
I don't see it. Anyways, dude, it was okay. Okay, the last one I'm going to hit, speaking of Batman, dude, this week, All-Star Batman number 2, Snyder and John Romita Jr., Danny Mickey is the artist, or I'm sorry, inker. It was good. I think I'm liking this version. It's All-Star? Pretty much, yeah, the best way to put it in a nutshell is Batman has Two-Face locked up. Right by his side with the fucking gag over his fucking face, like, and he has to travel a certain amount of miles, 500 miles to get him to a certain penitentiary for a trial or something. Two-Face was able to broadcast to everyone across the fucking United States. All right, I'm locked up. We have a 500 mile trip, and I just want to let you know there's a full bounty on Batman. Anyone that can free me, this goes not just to the villains, goes out to the people of the world. Stop me, get me the fuck out, I'll pay you fucking bank.
He'll pay them with other people's money.
Yes.
The mob's money.
Yes, so it was very cool. Now, this one starts off right off the bat, starting off with that is, it starts off with all B, C characters working together to fucking take him out, dude. Starts off, they're on a train now, dude. Batman is, he just starts off, fuck, dude. Sounds like my fucking typical day, dude. Starts off with Killer Croc, dude, and King Shark. And it's cool because we see things from Batman now, the way Scott Snyder's writing it. And John Romita Jr., so they're on a train, on top of a train, like, alright, Killer Croc comes out, and we see something that we haven't seen from Batman before. Killer Croc grabs him and picks him up. He's choking him. He grabs his horns, pulls him off their daggers, fucking stabs fucking King Shark. Killer Croc puts him back on.
Oh, nice.
Like, so that's something we've never seen before. Yeah. We see him use tricks like that, where even on his, I guess his spinal cord, he has like a fucking crowbar type of deal. So the tricks he's using is fucking very cool, but he keeps getting his ass kicked, like punched. And we see more C-villains. We see two old characters. We see Copperhead and Jade. So one of them's a Venom expert, the other one's a Poison expert. And they're two broads. And they both fucking hit him at the same time with this. And you can see his mind's like, oh, fuck. I'm maybe bit off more than I can chew. So they get to him, and it's fucking, we see more gadgets from fucking Batman. He takes off fucking something from, some nodes or something from his fucking suit. Taps in fucking Two-Face that's still with him. So he's drugged up too. He's like, bitch, if I'm fucked up, you're gonna feel everything I'm gonna feel.
Nice.
So that was interesting too. He's able to get away, and it just the whole fucking story, like Scott Snyder said when we fucking interviewed him, it's a fucking what the fuck wild fucking chase. Every villain is after him. He keeps getting rocked. He's getting his ass kicked. He's able to get by each villain little by little. It feels like fucking Kung Fu, if you guys have ever played that game for Nintendo, where like first level, and then you fight the one boss and then go back up and then, you know, yeah. He's fucking nuts. He's getting his ass kicked.
Fuck.
This feels like my life because every day fucking feels like that for me. Well, for the most part.
Fucking poison thrown at you. And
yeah,
shit.
Yeah. Poison in the face, you know. Go fucking another one. Shit. Ex-girlfriends, you know, fucking blown up my car. The two things are going to happen. He's finally going to come across a villain that is...
an ace.
Yeah, an ace.
An ace.
Or his body is going to give out. Which is me is normally like, when is my body gonna give out, you know? And but he's literally getting his ass kicked, so that's the whole premise of the story. Is more villains are popping up at the end. By the end of this one, Black Mask and Cobblepot Penguin work together to hire some other villain that they don't show. And he's like, oh, I was wondering when you guys were gonna hire me. He's like, you know what? Fuck your money. I've been wanting this job, so I'll take him up.
Don't know who it is.
It is. We don't show him yet. But it was really cool. So now at the end of this issue is cool because now it shows he has 500 miles to fucking go. He's only traveled 30 miles. And the countdown timer is 471 miles to go. So that's a lot of fucking time to cover, even for Batman, but no gadgets. No Batcave. No backup. Actually, Duke Thomas finally realizes something like, dude, it's a trap. They're fucking you.
Like, Batman already knew that. Fuck out of here with that.
True, true. Right? So what are we expecting now? Big rig full of bat gear. It's got to happen.
Or like a one of those...
A bat jet? Or a barrel or a canister of fucking full of shit. He's getting his ass kicked, right? This is issue number 2, and he's getting rocked. Like, he's getting beat up.
Job, Snyder.
Yeah, yeah. So far, it's exciting. It's not the Batman we were reading in fucking Batman. This is an all-out, like, fucking, feels like a... Anasmetic dude.
Anasmetic.
Yeah, fucking,
Bach.
Blade Runner. Fucking, they made a remake, or is it...
I don't know.
Oh, shit. Anyways, that movie with that one guy. But it's cool, man. I'm digging it, dude. It was book of the week. The cover was fucking sick.
Mad Max.
Art's good. Mad Max. That's exactly what it is. And I think that's what Scott Snyder said, too. It's like, it's a Mad Max fucking...
That's crazy.
...road trip, I'm gonna fuck you up movie, or type of comic. So it was good, man. That's nice. All I got.
I got too, man.
All right, cool, man. Let's fucking kill it.
All right, guys.
Well, to say your last words, since you're probably gonna tap out next week.
I'm fucking tired. Those meds are kicking in. We had a good time.
I missed you.
Today. It was nice.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad you brought the energy.
Oh, not when I got here. I was pissed.
I know.
Fuck, man.
You pumped yourself up pretty good, though.
Just tired.
You were doing jumping jacks and fucking push-ups. Yeah. Alright, guys. You guys can find us at thecomicsyndicate.com, thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com. Subscribe to the podcast more than anything. Share the podcast, too. Subscribe to us on... iTunes, Stitcher, anywhere you can find podcasts, go for it. Click on our link. It's always the freshest one up. And if you guys want to dive back into any podcast, we have a full fucking library.
At our website, thecomicsyndicate.com. Just go and look at episodes and you'll see all you need to see.
Yeah, and to the crew in the Fantasy Football League, Comic Syndicate 2016, that's a fun fucking chat room.
I know. You know, I can only chat on my
tab.
I can't do it on my laptop.
Because there's shit-talking going on over there already, dude, and I'm loving it. Those guys are awesome. Everyone's busting their balls.
We need to get a Google chat or something. So we can...
We can try to do that, dude. But I know everyone has their own jobs and lives and kids and families. All right, guys. Feel free to continue to hit us up. You can find my boy, at MemTheBeaner.
On Instagram.
Twitter and Instagram, right?
Yeah.
You guys can find us at ComicSyndicate1 on Twitter. You guys can find me at ForTheVillain on Twitter. And on Instagram, you guys can find me at comicsyndicate_1. Feel free to shoot the shit with us. Ask us questions about football, sports, what the fuck news, sex facts. We're down for
anything.
All right, guys. We will catch you next week.
Peace out.